Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I guess yes and no for the COVID thing. But, you know, we've been trying. This is John Taylor. My wife and I were both disabled, but we're not in that class of, we're 100% disabled, but we're not in the class of, you know, like heart disease and that kind of stuff, you know. But the thing is that what we're trying to do, you know, we're going from you guys' website to that switches us over, you know, go to CVS.com and that kind of thing to schedule for trying to get in that way. And y'all's website had posted, the Alabama Public Health had posted that the age 55 group and up starts on Monday. And so I said, well, okay, well, we'll just go to the CVS thing and see if we can't go ahead and get scheduled based on that date and beyond, you know. And their website doesn't allow you to do it, basically because we're not 65. You know, they seem to kind of have it stuck on if you're not 65 or you're not a frontline health worker kind of thing, then you're not eligible, you know. And so there's no flexibility built in. And so I was trying to get help somebody at CVS and I can't get a number at their head corporate place to talk to anybody to make that suggestion to them to allow, based on you guys' updates of the next group that's going to be eligible, then, you know, why don't you update your website to allow that flexibility for us to go ahead and start scheduling? And then that would also give them an idea of how many vaccines that they need and that kind of thing. But anyway, so we're just reaching out to you guys to see, do you all have a contact that you guys coordinate with or anything to pass on that, hey, the state of Alabama, we're in this next group now, so that the CVS folks know to go ahead and update the website to allow the group to start?
No, sir. We really don't have an update like that. No anyone to call. Let's see.
As part of our dilemma is that at the middle of April, wife and I will be going out of state, and we'll be gone for several weeks, and then we'll come back for about a week, and then we'll be gone again. And so when I looked at what the county actually has to offer, you know, they can't even get us until June. And I was like, well, heck, by the time June gets here, we may as well not even bother. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just trying to be proactive and go ahead and try to get vaccinated before we go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
so have you visited your local Sam's department? Sam's Club?
The local what?
Your Sam's Club. I know it's CVS Sam's Club that give the vaccine also. Have you tried your Sam's Club?
The Sam's Club, we haven't tried them yet, you know. And I don't know if you have to be a member to get in
no.
or not, you know.
No, you don't have to be a member.
Okay. Do they let you schedule online too?
I'm not sure if they schedule online, but you can call them and see. I'm not sure if they schedule online,
okay,
though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
CVS allow just walk-ins, you know. So, you know, so they said you have to go online and schedule, you know. And I was like, well, they don't let us schedule because our age right now. And
mm-hmm.
you know,
I understand what
you're
saying about that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can try, I guess, the Sam's Club's website and see if they have a kind of what I was suggesting that CVS do, you know. But
yeah, so have
okay.
you called the CVS store? Have you called them in your area?
I did, and yeah, the lady was like, I talked to her, she was real nice, and she understood it exactly. She said, yeah, they should be able to do that. She said, but I don't have a number to give you to call to try to make that suggestion so that you can get scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't schedule directly, you know.
Yes, sir.
And so it just doesn't seem that right now at this point, and of course Sam's might be different, it doesn't seem that they've got their configuration such that it allows to flexibility to go with when you guys make updates, then, you know, they're probably not going to make an update. Heck, if we're lucky, they may make it by Monday, but who knows if they even bother, you know. It might be weeks down the road before they actually get their website updated, but, you know, So, like I say, I didn't know if you guys sent an announcement out to, say, Sam's Club and CVS to let them know, hey, we're working this age group now, you know, or we're going to be working them on this date so that they could go ahead and get started doing whatever it is they have to do to get ready for the setting their websites up the schedule. But to me, it would be a good suggestion that somebody needs to let somebody know, and I don't have those contacts, you know. But, assuming you guys don't either, but it would be nice.
No,
to
we don't. I was just looking for a corporate office that you might could call, but corporate headquarters office I see in Rhode Island. That's the only thing I see for CVS. Have you tried to Google it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see a phone number on here, though. But that's all I see is in Rhode Island. Our services.
Okay.
Yes, sir, but...
Let me ask you this other thing. So, is there anything that dictates which shot you get, or are we only doing Pfizer, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just know it's Moderna, Pfizer, and the one by Johnson. But I don't know which one. Did they let you make a choice or anything? I'm not sure of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and you guys have a good day.
Okay. All right, sir. And thank you all for calling and checking and making that update. I hope you'll be able to find a number or somebody that you can get in contact with to let them know that they can do that, too. That's a good idea. Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day, sir.
Okay. Sure thing. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, too. Bye.